Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, on the line for PhillyVoice.com, I invite you to read his latest column. He's a really great writer. Mr. Kevin Cootey is with us right now. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Angelo, and can I take the over on the 90%?
All right, yeah, I think you're going to take the over is a good thing. Kevin, here's the thing that I really, really got me about your column, because you have been on our show depressing us for weeks now, saying that during a pandemic, you cannot get rid of a GM like Matt Klentak. Have you changed your mind based on what you have seen?
I have said that I would not bring him back. I thought that he wouldn't get fired during a pandemic. There is a difference.
Okay.
I thought that John Middleton would not fire him in a short season because of the fact that it's only 60 games, the fact that they're going to be, you know, would they want to have to pay basically two GMs because of the idea that, you know, Matt Gelb reported they're going to lay people off and have buyouts and all that. I wondered if they would do it for an economic reason, but I almost think at this point, Angelo, they have no other choice but to do something, especially if this team doesn't make the playoffs.
All right. Well, I am overjoyed to be able to play this. Courtesy of CBS Podcast, David Sampson, former president of the Marlins, now our very connected person in the media. Mm-hmm. Here is what he said yesterday about Matt Klentak's future.
Philadelphia has a problem. I think you're going to see a lot of changes. John Middleton, the owner there, is angry. I think you'll see the GM get fired at the end of the season, a guy named Matt Klentak. They just have not gotten it done, and they can't fire Girardi after 1 year. Who would ever fire a manager after 1 year? So they're going to keep Girardi, but I think the GM's done. Philly is struggling.
Right, the irony of that comment is that David Sampson fired Joe Girardi after one yes. season. That's why he said it. But, Kev, that's pretty much the conventional wisdom now. Klentak almost cannot survive. Is that right?
And Ken Rosenthal said the same thing pretty much yesterday in The Athletic as well. I think Angelo, the one thing, and I pointed this out in the column, and I'm not excusing Matt Klentak, because Matt Klentak's done enough wrong. And yesterday was perhaps the final dagger. I mean, just in sounding awful. But where is the adult in the room? Where is Andy McPhail?
Yeah.
Where is Andy McPhail to, you know, when Pat Gillick was here and overseeing the organization in David Montgomery's absence for a couple of years, he helped Ruben Amaro. The belief is that he helped guide Ruben Amaro along as this club is trying to get dismantled. And Ruben was a far more experienced general manager at that point than what Matt is. Andy McPhail just has not been able to lead Matt Klentak down the right road. And I think if Matt Klentak goes, there's no doubt in my mind then that Andy McPhail has to go as well.
Oh, without a doubt. And you know why Andy McPhail's not out there now? Because when he tried it last year, he said the worst thing you could tell Philadelphia, if we don't make the playoffs, we don't make the playoffs. But here's the real thing, Kev, the big move was to bring in JT Realmuto.
Mm-hmm.
And the new narrative on that now is, we kind of knew all along we'd only be getting him for 2 years. Do you buy that?
No. Their narrative was they were going to try to sign him long-term. And I hate to be a stickler for a point, but you didn't get him for 2 years at this point because of the fact that you basically have spent your number one prospect on a year and a half of JT Realmuto. If you weren't going to re-sign him, then you don't make that trade. And this is what is so baffling, is the way that it has been handled publicly by the Phillies since they have come back from the hiatus, if you will, at midseason. Klentak poisoned the well on the negotiations by saying, well, you know, the market has changed because of the pandemic and everything, right as Mookie Betts is getting his full deal with the Dodgers. You cannot do that. And then yesterday for Klentak to come out in the same way and basically make it sound like, you know, well, you know, if we still made a good deal because we got the 2 years that we thought out of the guy, that just shows a lack of judgment and a lack of tact in the way he approached the question.
You know, there's one thing that has amazed me about this five-year tenure of McPhail and Klentak. They have been part of this city for 5 years, and they got no clue how the fans in this town think. It's amazing how little they have learned about this city. Listen to this. I'm just going to play the beginning of this cut, Kevin, and tell me how tone-deaf this is to say yesterday by Matt Klentak.
I am really proud of this team.
What do you think of that, Kev?
It's a gritty, gutty $200 million payroll that's going to finish ninth. I mean, seriously.
Can you believe making that statement?
No. It's just. You're right. They have never got the city. They were never a good fit for the city. They never quite got what the city was about. And I think the organization, and this goes even to a bigger point, they never got what players fit in the city. You know, they never got what the fan base felt towards the organization and the style of play and all that. You know, it's so baffling that it's gotten to this point, but here we are, you know, 8 years into a rebuild, 5 years into this organization, and it's realistic to think they're going to have to break it down and tear and build it up again.
I got to tell you something, Kev. I hope she doesn't mind me quoting her. Before the show today, Rhea Hughes comes to me, says, I think Dartmouth should ask for the diploma back that they gave to Matt Klentak. She said that to me, Al, and she said it with a straight face.
Hmm.
She meant it. All right, let me get to the Eagles. See, the great thing about Kevin Cootie, he's got knowledge of all this stuff. Kevin, 0-2 Eagles, who should we blame first? Number one.
Howie Roseman.
Wow. Whoa. Interesting. Why, Kev?
Because this roster stinks. This roster's awful. They can't draft. They've patched and patched. They're going in the salary cap hell. And, you know, and again, I point this out. You invite the wolf into the hen house when you draft a quarterback in the second round in Philadelphia whose only goal is to be the backup or a gimmick play. I mean, that to me, this all falls on Howie. Is there underperformance by Carson Wentz? Absolutely. Is there serious questions about whether Carson Wentz is the type of guy that you can move forward with? Realistically, yes. But then the problem is, do you trust Howie Roseman to make that choice? And I don't. I have lost complete faith in Howie Roseman. I think that we're going to look back at 2017 as one of the great lightning in a bottle years.
Wow.
And what has happened is they are now blinded, and the general manager has gained almost an extra sense of arrogance because of that in the way he's approached building this team.
I love when I get a guy who's so good that he knows the next question before I ask it. You're basically saying, Kev, 17 when we won it all, lucky season for Howie. Is that what you're saying?
Every free agent move he made was right, and it disguised what was the worst draft class in Eagles history.
Wow, that is potent stuff. All right, I got two last things for you, Kev. You ready?
Yeah.
These are both juicy questions. Number one, will the 2020 Phillies make the playoffs?
No.
You're a breath of fresh air this morning.
Kevin, you did. When you would tell us they finished ninth and there were eight finalists, you were basically predicting they're not going to make it.
You only have, you know, I don't see them winning more than two more games the rest of the way.
I am really proud of this team.
Wait a minute. You're not proud of them then.
Hey, Angelo, how about this? One of the rules that a general manager usually does is not talk about what his playoff rotation will be before they clinch. And then yesterday, he's talking about, well, we hope we can use Nolan, you know, in game one. It's like, no, get to the finish line. And then your team lays an egg like that last night, too. It's unbelievable. Wow.
I think he's thinking to himself, if they don't make it, he's definitely gone. All right, let me get to the second one. It's very similar. Will the 2020 Eagles make the playoffs?
No.
I love the attitude. Well,
Kevin, I'm guessing right now you're not marketing yourself as a motivational speaker. Is that correct?
No. Right.
Kev, why not the Eagles? Maybe this was just a bad start and a fine team.
Because this is supposed to be the easy part of their schedule.
Yeah.
Between Washington, the Rams, and the Bengals, they at least had to get off to a 2-1 mark. Yeah, okay, the Niners are beat up. I get that. But you look beyond it and you see the Saints and the Ravens and the Steelers and the Packers and and the Cardinals even in Arizona. You know, they've gotten lucky the last couple of years. They were able to dodge out of bad starts. I don't see them dodging this one.
I'm going into overtime, Al. I'm going to go for a hat trick. Hat trick. All right, here we go. Will the Sixers select the best candidate to be coach of their team?
No, they'll hire Mike D'Antoni.
All right, get out of here, Kev. I can't take it anymore.
Wow.
Kevin Cooney.
He must be hanging out with John Johnson
I don't know.
Too much.
Al, you know Jeez. What? That was Johnson-esque.
It was.
That was negative to the nth degree.
Did you disagree with any
Not
of it?
Not one word. Yes. And he's right. They're going to pick D'Antoni. Do you know why, Al?
Buddy.
Because it's the worst possible choice.
God.
Wow.
The Eagles.
Was hardcore right there.
The Eagles going to win they still can win.
The division's so bad.
The division is. Yeah. The Giants are going to be historically bad now.
He trashed the Eagles.
I can't.
He crushed Klentak. And then he took one last swipe at the Sixers. That's a hat trick. Butch is out of life from Antioch. Hi, Butch.
Hey, Angelo. What's happening?
What's going on, my friend?
Doug Peterson, you know, he made them COVID comments and all, Hans.
Yeah.
So check this out. Let's pretend I reinvent myself again, and I'm Butch Cassidy. I'm a reporter from the Daily News, and I get the first crack of a question in a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Butch Cassidy, first question. And I say, Doug, all the head coaches in your division are brand new, so they're not familiar with their players, and they have to put in a new system. Do you think it's an advantage for you that you are familiar with your players and you have your system in place already?
Yeah, we thought it was an advantage, Butch, but he seems to be minimizing that and saying Carson could not expect to be ready in 2.5 weeks. That's what he said yesterday.
How, after that question, though, would you be able to come back and blame it on COVID after he answers that question?
No, it was a terrible answer. It was a bad answer. I guess he has. You know what it is? He did say at another point yesterday that he doesn't want to be negative toward his players in public. I think that was a tell. I think he would say to you, I'm as frustrated by Wentz right now as you are, but I'm not about to trash him. So I'm going to make up lame excuses when I know they're not true. Doug Peterson does not believe that Carson Wentz was more victimized by the COVID virus than anyone else. He knows the facts. But what is he going to say? He's got to make an excuse for something. So he comes up with that. It's lame, but it's what he did.
Okay, that explains it, Ange. Now let's talk about Carson Wentz a little bit. Let's talk about his accuracy. This man's not accurate at all.
Right.
This man throws the ball. The bad thing about it, he throws the ball high over your head. He throws the ball behind you. They're the two most susceptible type of passes to get intercepted.
Yep.
Let me tell you a story here, Ange. In high school at Roxburgh, I played with a quarterback named Kenny Smith, who was all public 3 years, 6'5". Went to Arizona State and got beat out by Danny White in 1970. Kenny might have had 2 interceptions all that year. I lined up running a slant pattern one day and got intercepted because I ran 7 yards instead of 5, and a guy cut in front of me. When I got back to that hole, Kenny Smith grabbed me, coming off that field, and told me, you run that pattern just like I told you, 5 yards, not 7 yards. Is Carson Wentz being a Christian? Maybe he's too Christian. Is he the kind of guy like Kenny Smith? Did he grab you? Did he go in the locker room? Did he drop the F-bomb? Did he get people riled up? Maybe that's part of his problem. I don't think he's that kind of guy. I love the guy for what he is.
Are you questioning his leadership? It's a valid point and a fine story. I have one thing I got to run by you, Butch. Because, you know, Matt Klentak, I noticed you did take a shot at Matt Klentak, and I'm wondering if that's because he did something very nice toward you and your friends who were camped outside Citizens Bank Park this season. Did you hear what he said about you guys?
No, I didn't quite hear the whole thing, Andy.
All right, I want you to hear this out because to me, this was the one thing Klintak said that I embraced. It involved the Fandemic crew. Listen.
I just wanted to really quick just highlight and throw a shout out to the Fandemic crew who were incredible supporters of our team all year long. And last night, you know, we're waiting outside the parking lot for the buses to send off the team on the way to Washington. Really, really a cool moment and made all of us very proud to work for the Phillies. It was really cool.
What'd you think of that, Butch?
I'm already in hot water saying about it. Let me tell you a story that happened then.
I don't have time for another story, Butch. What did you think of that comment?
I thought he's just trying to I don't know.
All right, Butch,
that comment is.
Big moment in the show. As somebody who was outright praised by the GM, if it was up to you, would you fire Matt Klintak?
I'd have fired him 3 weeks ago.
There you have it. Butch, I love you, man.
He's always
love
got a story,
you.
Too.
Is that great? He had one story more than I could do. That Ken Smith
story. The Immortal.
That was exception. From 1970.
Yep.
He went 7 yards instead of 5. Kid stepped in him. Kenny dropped the F-bomb.
When that happens.
It's a beautiful story. Do one. Five. Hold on a minute. He's back on. I don't have time. What? Butch, I don't have time for anymore.
Hey, check this out. I was in Roxbury High School. I ran 7 yards instead of 5. Matt Klintak. I want to try out anyway for the Eagles receivers because a lot of these guys, you know, they don't have the same level.
No,
of hands
Butch,
that I
don't
I
have time. Butch,
check this out.
No, there's no check it out. I don't have time.
I even do the horn sound with the Fandemic.
There you have it. See Joe Conklin. That was Conklin. Comedy show. That's a very good Butch, by the way. He's going to be at the Sellersville Theater on Saturday, November 14th. For tickets, go to Joe. JoeConklin.com.
He's got some confidence, that Butch.
When we come back, Al, at least 5 NFL coaches are in big trouble. Is it politics? WIP Sports Time, 8:17.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.